special privilege we have this evening to bring to the benefit of the B'nai HaYeshiva, one of the true towering Torah giants of our generation, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, the Mashkiach, the Torah Vedas, the Chaber of Sefer Emuna Sitecha, on Inyana Yamuna, the founder of the Kehillah of Emunas Yisrael in Borough Park, Rav Wolfson, through his writings and his lectures and shiurim, and really through his very essence, has personified the principle laid down in the pasuk in Chavakuk of Tzadik Bemunaso Yechyeh, which the Gemara Makos tells us, Baruch Chavakuk Bemidon Alachas. That the very essence of Wolfson's personality and Torah greatness is really being mechazek, b'nei Torah b'yeshiva, mechazek the olam in inyane yamuna, which is the fundamental principle upon which everything else is built. It's really a tremendous kavod to call upon Rav Wolfson to address the olam.
I thank the Hanhola and especially Schechter, who gave me the schus to speak for those who came here because they want to hear his oireres. This tkufa in which we find ourselves now, the Yemei Harachamim V'Haslichais, is actually the way the Sfarim HaGadoshim tell us, in a way, already the beginning of the new year. The year starts with Elul. The year is being formed and molded already. The coming year is already being molded with what we do in Elul. There are simanim that the Pesukim can bring down, remezim, about Elul. The most common one is Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. The Rosh HaTavis is Elul. It's a zman of Ratzin, a zman of Ahava and Ratzin, and Rachanim, that Rabbi Yishleilim is Meratze, Klal Yisrael, and the Indian of Ahavti Yasam Omar Hashem pours down upon us in Elul, days of Ahava and Ratzin and Rachman. So all these simanim are usually in Rosh HaTavis, because Elul already is the beginning of forming the new year, just like the first day of the year is Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh. It contains in itself the entire year or the entire Chodesh. A word, the first ice in the word contains the entire word. It's a Rosh HaTeva. The Rosh HaTeva says Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, because it's the beginning. There's another remez that the pas can bring down. Ina leyadai v'samtilach. This pasuk is by the Reitzayach b'shaygeg. Il halakim ina leyadai v'samtilach amakim asher yonos shama. the Retzayach can seek asylum in the Eir Miklat, so which is Marames on Elul. Ina leyadai v'samti lach is Rashatai v'selul. The Paskim bring down. If I remember correctly, I think even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings this down. In other words, Elul is a Eir Miklat, where the Ratzayah b'Shaygeg can flee and find refuge there, asylum. So, being that Elul, which also includes Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is a miklat, so to understand Elul, we should try to understand miklat. What constitutes an Eir Miklat? What makes it to be a Miklat, Migayel, a Miklat from the Gayel Adam, the Raidev, who wants to take Nekama because of the Averis which were done? The Gayel Adam who has three names, Hu HaSatan, Hu HaYetzahara, Hu HaMalach HaMavas. Elul is the Miklat Migayel. We are free and we are saved, protected from this Gayel Adam in the Yer Miklat, in Ayel, in Elul. These are Yemei Rachmim. We run away. And like the Zayah says, that the process of the Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we find by Yankov Avinu, when he had his encounter with the Gayel Adam, with Esav, the Sar of Esav, the Satan, the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavas. And on Rosh Hashanah, he got the brachas from Yankov. On Yom Kippur, he met the Sar of Esav, and he gives him the Soyer L'Azazel. In fact, the way Chaim HaKadosh explains it there, if you're going to count the amount of behemoths that Yankov gave to Esav, Ezer Messimus Yashem Eschem Begeimel, you're going to find 580 animals. Begematria Soyer. That's the Soyer L'Azazel, which is what we give to the Satan on Yom Kippur to quiet him down, let him get busy with his Matana and forget about being Mekatre Ganyin. But then Yankov is still afraid of Esav, so Yankov Nasa Sukkaisa. He flees to the Sukkah. That's the tachlis of the Miklat, the Sukkah, where he is protected by the Shechina, by the Anani Kavid, on the Schach, on the Tfanesal of the Sukkah. Yankov Nasa Sukkaisa. That's what the Zayah tells us. Ki tzpeneini besukai. We say in the David, which we start saying on Elul, and we finish at the end of Sukkot. Ki tzpeneini besukai. Hashem oiri b'Rosh Hashanah, v'yeshi b'yom ha-kippurim, ki tzpeneini besukai. On Sukkot, we are niklat in the Kanfei Shechina and the Sukkah it's Yerushalayim, like this forum tells us that the atmosphere in the Sukkah is Avira de Yerushalayim, and we're there like a child runs and looks for protection under the mother's apron, Ima Ila. So Elul and the Seres Yimei Tshuva is the Ir Miklat. Hina Leyadai is Santilach. The Gemara says in Malchus, Daf Yud Beis, we know that when the Zman will come, the Geula, the Rabbi Neshleilam, is going to be Sheichait the Satan. Like we sing on Pesach, Yasak Adesh Baruch Hu V'Shachat L'malach Amadis. And like the Gemara says, the Satan will have his end when his manatikun comes with the Geula Shleima. The Satan, knowing that the Rabbeinu Shleima is going to be misalek him, he'll remove him from the scene, runs to the Ir Miklat. He doesn't want to be killed by the Rabbeinu Shleima. So he runs to a near miklat. He runs to Batzva. So the Gemara says in Malchus that the Satan is going to make three errors. He's going to be wrong three times. He will think that you can flee to the Ir Miklat for protection, even though you're amazed. No, the Ir Miklat is only for a shaygeg. He thinks that it's for a malach. It's only for a adam. He runs to Batzra. But Batzra is not a near miklat. It says in Pasuk, Oz yavlo Moshe sharesh olei ore miklat, as betzer b'midbar, v'sramayz b'gilat, v'sgaylon b'bashan. Betzer is a near miklat, not Batzra. He runs to Batzra. And there he has his safe. Let's concentrate on this ta'us of the Satan that thinks that Batzra is a near miklat, whereas the pasuk says that Betzer is a near miklat. The Satan, we all know from our experience that the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, is a big lamdan. And he can come, like the Gemara says, "V'satzfayni achek me'aleichem." I'm going to remove the Satan, the tzfayni, from you. Uvitamidi chachamim yaisa mikulam. The Satan wants to entrap tamidi chachamim more than anybody else. And he does a good job. He can come to a Talmud Chacham and argue and with a pilpul, who use lamdisha acrobatics, and he's going to present an aveira in the form of a mitzvah. He'll tell you that what's chayiv is potter. What's asur is mutar. And he'll explain it with lamdas. And that's how he entraps tamidi chachamim, uvitamidi chachamim yaisam mikulam. The Satan is a big lamda. And he certainly knows the pasuk chumash, because he knows that there is a near miklat, and he flees to the near miklat. If he knows a pasuk chumash, and the Torah says pashat, like a tinoik who starts learning chumash knows, as betzer b'midbar, why does he run to Batzra? The pasuk says betzer, why does he run to Batzra? And he perhaps will argue, and he'll argue wrongly, because that's his, like I heard from the Gadol Yisrael, Mida Kneged Mida. He fools people, so the Sofer is that he'll be fooled himself. But still, it has to have, like you say, hand and feast. It has, whatever he argues, has to have some kind of a substance of logic. So, he knows that the Pasuk says Betzah Bamidbar. But he figures, well, if it says Betzah, Betzah is also so good. It's also good enough. But even if he feels he wants to say a svara, that Batzra is just like Betzah. But Ein Safik Maisim Edei Vadai. Batzra is certainly Betzah. Batzra, you can make a pilpul that it's a near mikvot. But Betzah certainly, why doesn't he go to Betzah? Why does he run to Batzra of all places? The Rambam, Seif Hilchos Malachim, talks about the dinim of Mashiach. And the Rambam says that somebody who doesn't believe in Mashiach, Chas V'Shalom, is not only b'divrei neviyim hu kayfer, elegam b'tayras Moshe Rabbeinu. Because three times in the Torah, the Torah tells us very clearly that the Yidden will have a Geula. There will be a Mashiach. In Parshas Balak, become Shevet Mi Yisrael, that's Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Umachetz Pasei Moav. And in Parshas Nitzavim, V'shav Hashem Elekecha Shvuscha V'rechamecha. And the idea, the pasuk elaborates about what's going to happen when the Geula will come. And also the third place in the Torah where we have that the Torah indicates that Yidden will eventually, certainly have Mashiach, is the parasha of Ari Miklat. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave the mitzvah of the Sheish Ari Miklat. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'miyachav Hashem es gvulcha, v'yasafta lecha oit shalosh arim al ha'arim ha'ayla." You should add another three cities to be Ari Miklat, because the six Ari Miklat are for Eretz Yisrael proper. But when Mashiach will come, and we're going to have already the Kaini, the Kenizi, and the Kadmaini, which will be annexed to Eretz Yisrael. So we'll need another additional three Ari Miklat. So the Rambam says, this never happened. V'yasafta lechai tshalosh. Leitziva Hashem latayhu. The Rabbi Yisraelim didn't give a mitzvah in vain, a mitzvah that you can't be mekayim. The mitzvah is still waiting to be mekuyim. We weren't mekayim yet, we yisavta lach eit shalosh arim. Because even bezman HaMikdash, we only had six arim, but we don't have the nine arim. So therefore, this indicates that Mashiach will come, and we're going to conquer the Kaini, Knizi, and Kadmaini, and add another three Ari Miklat. Whatever the Torah says as a mitzvah must be Mikuyim. It wasn't Mikuyim yet, and we're waiting for that. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Rambam describes what Mashiach is, and how Mashiach could present himself that he is Mashiach. Mashiach needs three simanim. He should be im yamid melech haige b'teire lefi teire shebiksav b'teire shebialpe. there'll be a melech, a tzaddik, who's Isaac b'Torah, and is mikayim the mitzvahs of the Torah. The yikayv kol Yisrael leilerba v'yichazek bitka, and he'll manage that to make all the yidden to be mikayim the Torah, and he'll be mechazek the bedek haTorah. He'll be mashlim the Torah, that the Torah shouldn't be lacking. The Torah should be complete, v'yichazek bitka. And also, who be loichem, another simon, who be loichem in melchemes Hashem, and who be matzliach, he is becheskas Mashiach. And if he is matzliach to build the Beis HaMikdash and be mekabetz nitra Yisrael to Yerushalayim, he is Mashiach vaday. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam gives us three simonim for Mashiach, and one of them declares Mashiach as Mashiach Vaday. As we mentioned before, the Rambam brings three places in the Torah that are a clear indication that the Yidden are going to have Mashiach. Why must the Torah give us three mekaymais in the Torah that promise us the promise of Mashiach? One isn't enough. Perhaps these three mekaymais in the Torah correspond with the three simanim of Mashiach. Because one of the simanim of Mashiach is, the Rambam says, that he'll be loichei melchemes Hashem. That's what the pasuk in Balak says. V'kam shevet mi Yisrael, u'machatz pasei mayav, v'kar karkol b'nei sheis. He will have melchama, and he'll be loichei melchemes Hashem. The second simon is that he'll bring Yidden to Yerushalayim and build the Beis HaMikdash. That's v'shav Hashem v'shvuscha, im yiyin adachecha b'kzei ha'shamayim, v'shem yikabetzcha Hashem elekecha, v'shem yikachecha. And that all goes together with Yerushalayim, like it says, nitcha Yisrael, b'ayin Yerushalayim Hashem, nitcha Yisrael yachanes. So that's the second simon of Mashiach, which corresponds with Parshas Nitzavim. The third simon of Mashiach, that he'll be mechazek bedek haTorah, and he'll see that the Torah is kept and observed completely, that's the Ore Mikvas. Because every Yid has to be mekayim the Tayag mitzvahs. But no individual can ever be mekayim more than Tayag mitzvahs, but because b'nei Yisrael areivim zeh lezeh. So even, let's say, if somebody isn't a kayim, and he isn't mekayim, or doesn't have a b'chayim, and he isn't mekayim pidyon haben, but with b'nei Yisrael areivim zeh lezeh, because all the Yidden are bound one to the other, the one collective neshama, he's mekayim it because other Yidden are mekayim it, and he has the benefit of that mitzvah. And not only people of his generation, all the generations combine, that all the Yidden should have all the mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael as a whole, in every generation, together with other generations, already were mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. There was one mitzvah which is still lacking, which all the generations of Klal Yisrael still weren't mekayim that mitzvah b'shleimus, and that's Ari Mikvat. Because we weren't yet mekayim v'yasavta lach oid sholosh orim al ha'orim ha'eila. That mitzvah is waiting so that we should have the completion of the kiyum of all the Tayag mitzvahs. And that's waiting for Mashiach. A Mashiach will be mechazek betek ha-Torah, who complete the Torah, who be mashlim the Torah. There are 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael. There are more, but there are 600,000 yisaidis of neshamas. The rest are branches of these neshamas. There are 600,000 oisiyas in the Sefer Torah. Actually, there are less, about half. But the Chachamim knew that there are 600,000 oisiyas. And they knew how to make this cheshbon. There are many oisiyas that are comprised that of a number of oisiyas, like for instance the Aleph has a yud on top, a yud on the bottom, and a slanty vav in the middle. So one ois can really contain more than one ois. We have b'kabbalah misinai that there are 600,000 oisiyas in the Sefer Torah, corresponding to the 600,000 Rashi Neshamais, which we had in the Midbar. And as the Gdei Rashi Rishumais say a remez, Yisrael, as Rashi Tavis, Yesh Shishim Ribi Oisiyas La Torah, and Yeshurun is Yesh Shishim Ribi Neshamais. Every Yid is rooted one of these oisiyas of the Sefer Torah. Also, there are 613 mitzvahs. Every yid has his shirashim, has his roots in one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. He's supposed to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but his neshama is hewed from one specific mitzvah. Like the Gemara says, and the Tanya brings this raya, one of the Chachamim said to his Chaver, Aviv b'may zohir tfei, with which mitzvah was your father more diligent? Everyone has to be mikayim or the mitzvahs, but there's one mitzvah that the neshama will teach you. This is your favorite mitzvah. You have a special desire, a special sensitivity to that mitzvah. Your neshama comes from that mitzvah. And that mitzvah, you should be ma'aseh nefesh to be mekayem, with more diligence and with more hidur, more than any other mitzvah. Aviv b'may zohir tfei. Every Yid has his individual mitzvah where his neshama is derived from. Let's wonder if every Yid has his mitzvah. Mashiach, besides being Kailo Klal Yisrael, he's the collective neshama, but still, Mashiach is an individual. What is Mashiach's mitzvah? He has his mitzvah. What's his mitzvah? I would like to say, and I feel that this is karev le'emes, that the mitzvah of Mashiach is Eir Mikvot. Because nobody was ever mikayim the mitzvah of Eir Mikvot b'shleimus until Mashiach will come, and he will be mikayim yisavta lach oit shalish arim ala arim ha'eila, and then the entire Torah will be complete. Mashiach is the Chasen Torah. He finishes the Torah with his being mashlim, the minyan ha-mitzvahs, with being mekayiv the mitzvah of Eir Miklat b'shleimus. Yisafta lach oid shalish orim ala orim ha'ayla. Mashiach is the matzel of Yisrael. He saves them from the satan, from the mikatrigim, from the umisa'ilam. He is the miklat. And this point will, Be'ez Hashem, be clarified more satisfactorily in the course of this sicha. You probably are aware of the fact that there's a klal that comes from the Sefer Yetzirah, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in three copies. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Or easier, Makim, Shana, and Nefesh. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created place, space. That's Makim, space. Then there is time. That's Shana. Then there is Nefesh. That's Anishana. And everything in this world is in Olam and Shana and Nefesh. And like the Avi Nachal gives a dogma, an example, there's a certain Makim in the world which is the most holy place in the world, Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a certain Zman in the world that's the holiest of all, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, what the Beis HaMikdash is Kodesh HaKadoshim in Makim, Yom Kippur is Kodesh HaKadoshim in Zman. Then there is a Nefesh which is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol. Kodesh Kedoshim, the Pasuk says by Yahari. So on Yom Kippur, the day of Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol, the Neshama of Kodesh HaKadoshim, goes into the Makim of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you have all these three Kedushas combined. That's what Yom Kippur is. Shalish Kedusha is the Kodesh. So, everything in this world comes in three copies, Makim, or Zman, or Nefesh. We're dealing with Eir Miklat. In Makim, there is an Eir Miklat. There are certain sites in Eretz Yisrael, that site is an Eir Miklat, Makim. And then there is, and everything is in the Torah. Makim, Shana, and Nefesh are all, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world using the blueprint of the Torah. In the Torah, you also have an Eir Miklat, like the Sfarim explain. A Yid is being pursued by the Gael Adam, by the Satan, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is trying to get the best of him. What should he do? There's an Eitzah. If a person sees that the Yetzer Hara is trying to be machshel him, Yikra Krishma, Shalem Krishma. Krishma is a Eir Miklat. The Pasuk tells us that there are Sheish Arim Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, and then there are an additional 42 Arim Miklat, the Yari Alevim. And together is Abayim Ushmayna Arei Miklat. So the Sfarim explain that the six words of Shema, these are the six Arei Miklat, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The 42 words of V'ahavta, these are the additional Mem Beis Arim. Together you have the Mem Ches Arim of Arim Miklat. Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Ayol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalas Ayol Malchus Shemayim, that's the Iyam Miklat. The Satan, the Gayal Adam, wants to kill you, Chas V'Shalom. Run to the Yer Miklat. Run to Kriyashma. Run to Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. That's the Yer Miklat. The Svarim HaGadoshim say that the Eir Miklat is actually an extension of Yerushalayim. Every Eir Miklat is an extension of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Makan of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim in the Beis HaMikdash. So in Makan we have an Eir Miklat. As we mentioned before, which is the Eir Miklat in Zman? Elul, on the Seres Yemei Tshuva. As we mentioned before, Markeim Asher Yonis Shama, which is Rosh HaTeivos Elul. In Ol Yadav Samti Elach, Markeim Asher Yonis Shama. Elul, Rosh HaTeivos Elul, that's the Iyam Miklat. In Zman. Then, and the climax of this Eir Miklat, where we're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, is when Rosh Hashanah comes, and we all shout, HaMelech! We accept Malchus Shemayim, and we make a bracha, HaMelech HaKadosh. And the bracha of the Shmonesre and Kiddush is Melech al kala aretz, Malchus Shemayim. Elu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's the Eir Miklat, Malchus Shemayim. Like Kriyas Shema is the Eir Miklat. And then in Nefesh, who's the Eir Miklat? There's an Eir Miklat that we can run to for protection, when the Gayel Adam, mamish like you find it today, we're surrounded by enemies on all sides of us, Klal Yisrael, by formidable enemies. And we're hoping, Be'ezer Hashem, Bikarev, Bikarev, B'meheir B'yameinu Bikarev, that we're going to have a nefesh which will be our miklat. That's Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Mashiach Tzidkeinu, that's our miklat. He's the melech. Malchus, and he's going to be mamshech, Malchus Shemayim and Klal Yisrael. These three are a miklat, are all Malchus Shemayim. Just like its source in the Torah is Malchus Shemayim. Like Kriyashma is Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, the 48 words of the Ari Miklat. The Tzemach Tzedek says that the Melech is batul to the Rabbeinu Shalayim, Befrat, the Melech HaMashiach, batul to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. That's the pshat of all Malchus Shemayim, to become batul to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. Give yourself over. Surrender yourself, your very essence, to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. Your Ratzayim, your Cheshek, your will, give it to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. Be Meshabedet to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. V'chayfes Yitzchayinu L'shtabed Olach. That's called Malchus Shemayim. And who is yet such a nefesh of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim like Mashiach Tzidkeinu, who was David HaMelech himself? So therefore, in Nefesh, Mashiach Tzidkeinu was the Eir Miklat. and all the Yidden will run to and rally around Mashiach Tzidkenu, our Miklat, who's going to be a Mashpia, Yiras Shemayim, and Malchus Shemayim. Sein Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetahei a Masai Alecha. His Yiras Shemayim will also be contacted by you. A Masai Alecha, his Yiras Shemayim will come upon you. The Amos HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu, since Yidden became a nation, the first Melech of Klal Yisrael was Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hi b'shur el Melech b'sasef Rosh Hayom, Chazal tell us that's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's when Yidden became a nation by Yetzias Mitzrayim Mamatan Torah. He is the Melech. He is also Mashiach. The Zayir HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Mashiach. And when Mashiach will come, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu will combine with David HaMelech, and that's Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because the first Gayel is the last Gayel. The first Gayel is Moshe. The last Gayel is Mashiach, who is also going to be Moshe, like the Zayir HaKadosh says, the Remez in the Pasuk in Keheles, Ma Shehayahu Sheyiyah. Ma Shehayahu is Rosh Tevis Moshe. Sheyiyah. He will also be the Gayel Achrein. The Gayel Rishain is the Gayel Achrein. Running to the Miklat, running and looking for protection in Elul is Tshuva. When, what's Elul about? What's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur about? Tshuva, going back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Tshuva, as the name implies, going back. We're going back to our Shayrish, to Tshuva. Mashiach, as we said before, is Mashlim the Torah. He finishes off the Torah and makes the Torah complete with the mitzvah of Arei Miklat. That's his mitzvah. He completes the Torah. Mashiach is the Chasen Torah. He finishes off the Torah. His neshama comes from Arei Miklat, from Shema Yisrael, from Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's Mashiach, from the Melech. V'hi b'shur el Melech. So the Mashiach, that the ikar mitzvah of the Torah is to make a melech and appoint a melech, that's Mashiach Tzidkenu, soim tasa melech a melech, like the Medrash says, that's Mashiach Tzidkenu. His mitzvah is v'yasavta lech oid sholesh arim. I like to say gematriyais, I hope you won't mind. V'yasavta lech oid sholesh is b'gematria soim tasa melech a melech. That's his mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mashiach is v'yasavta lech oid sholesh arim. V'yasavta lech oid sholesh is b'gematria soim tasa melech a melech. Moshe, he is the beginning of the neshama of Mashiach. He's the Gayel Rishon. And Mashiach Tzidkenu is the Gayel Achrein. Their mitzvah is Er Miklat. The first one who designated the Er Miklat was Moshe Rabbeinu. Oz Yavdo Moshe Shalosh Arim. The last one who is going to designate Er Miklat is Mashiach Tzidkenu. V'yasavta lech oid shalosh arim. What Moshe begins, Mashiach ends, because they're both one neshama, the neshama of Er Miklat. Oz Yavdo Moshe Shalosh Arim. He's the Melech. Yavdo Moshe Shalosh Arim is b'gematria mikerev achecha tasam alecha melech. That belongs to the Melech who's Mamshech Malchus Shemayim and Klal Yisrael. We find in the Gemara that when Yidin below Shaifa on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan becomes very confused. He's Mivhal. he becomes intimidated. He panics when he hears the shofar. So that's why Yidin below shofar, k'dei levalbel es hasadon, the Gemara says. They blow shofar once, then they blow shofar again. The second time of shofar, he's afraid. It's getting in his nerves. He gets scared, and he can't be mekatreg. He can't go and argue and chas v'shalom bring ketrugim and a virus of Yidin. He's all confused. He panics. Because he knows that when the Kayo HaShayfah will sound, that's his end. And then Asa Gadosh Baruch Hu V'shachet Alamalach HaMavas. It's going to be his end. But that's fine, Yachik Mei Aleichem. He panics. Why? It's already 2,000 years that we're in Golus, and every year Yidin below Shayfah. I am about Kiyai below Shayfah in my shul. He isn't afraid of me. He knows who I am. I had encounters with him already. Why is he getting scared when I blow the shofar? But the blowing of the shofar reminds him of the shofar gadol. He panics when he hears the idea of shofar that he can't take. He can't tolerate that. So he panics. Now, going back to the Satan running to Betzah, and instead of Betzah, running to Batzah. As we explained till now, the mitzvah of Mashiach is Ir Miklat. Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, Shema and Barahavta. Miklat, running away from the Goyal Adam, the greatest Goyal Adam, who's after us, is of course the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, the Malach HaMavos. So he wants to flee to the Ir Miklat. The first Ir Miklat, which is mentioned in the Torah, is Betzel. It's the most important Ir Miklat because it's mentioned first. So the Satan does go to Betzel. He flees to Betzel, to the Ir Miklat. But when he comes to Betzel, the Satan has a hargasha. He has an intuition. Like certainly Malachim certainly have a hargasha. When the Satan comes to Betzel, to that city, which Moshe Rabbeinu designated as a near Miklat, the first city, the main city of the Yare Miklat, he feels an atmosphere of Mashiach. There's an atmosphere of Mashiach in Betzah, because that's a Yare Miklat. It has a Shaychus of Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashiach Tzidkenu, who both designated Yare Miklat. Moshe began and Mashiach finishes. So when he comes to Betzer and he feels an atmosphere, he senses Mashiach, he gets nervous. He panics. He can't stay in Betzer. His head is swirling. I can't stay here. I can't take it. The very smell of Betzer is abhorrent to him. So, what does he do? He makes a pilpul. Really, Betzer and Batzer is one thing. If Betzer is a near Miklat, Batzer is a near Miklat. Everything has a Zachar and a Nekeva. So Betzer would be the Zachar, and Batzer would be the Nekeva. Tends with a Hey, it's a Nekeva. Betzer and Batzer. The klal is that in Kedusha, the Tzad HaZachar is prominent, the Tzad HaYamin. That's why we're always magba the Yamin over the smile. In Tumah, the Tzad HaNekeva is prominent and the dominant. the Arachaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi relates a struggle that he had with the Satan. The Satan came to him in two forms, a Kelev Zacha and a Kelev Nekeva. With the Kelev Zacha, he was able to handle, he handled it immediately, he threw him down order Madregas. But with the Kelev Nekeva, the Kalbasa, he had a terrible, terrible Mechama, and he didn't completely win that struggle. That's how the Arachaim HaKadosh on the pasuk Yisrael Agafen Irei V'Lasareike B'nei Asaynei. In the Sitra Achra, in Tuma, the Nekeva is stronger. That's why, by the B'nei Edim, who that's a Sitra Achra, they always give preference to the Nekeva. Ladies first, and so on. No. ladies and gentlemen. So they give kedima to the Nekeva. Well, so the Satan says, I'm going to run to my tzad, to the Nekeva of Eir Miklat. There's a certain Eir Miklat for Nekeva. It's not Betzel, which is in Eretz Yisrael. It's Batzra, which is in Mayav. And he runs to Mayav. He tries Betzel first. He can't take it. He panics in Betzel. It's the atmosphere of Mashiach. So he runs to Batzel. Now, Betzel, which is appointed and designated as the Eir Miklat by Moshe Rabbeinu, so, and it's also the place of Mashiach Tzidkeinu. So the Zayir HaKadosh gives us a form of gematria which is called Ribua. The Zayir HaKadosh utilizes a certain form of gematria by always coming back to the first word. The first ice, you take an ice, you go to the next ice, come back to the first ice, you come to the third ice, come back to the first ice, and so on. So we're going to use, let's find out what Betzer is in Ribua. Betzer is three Isis. So if we'll combine Beis, then Beribua, Beis Tzadik, then Beribua, Beis Tzadik Reish. So Beis, Beis Tzadik Reish is Begematria David Ben Yishai. In Betzer he feels the atmosphere of David Ben Yishai. He can't take it, he panics. So he goes to Batzra. Another rabbi, he fell in a trap. Batzra is the place where the Rabbi Yisraelim is going to shecht the Satan. Like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Mize ba meyadim chamutz begada mi Batzra, ki yayim nakam belibi, ushnaz gulay ba. Batzra is from Edom. Actually, it's Mayav. We'll soon talk about it. Rashi talks about it in Chumash. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he is also the neshama Avir Miklat, like Mashiach is. It's one neshama. So Moshe Biribua, Mem Shin Hei is begematria v'hayu lachem ha'arim lemiklat migayel. The pasuk which speaks about Ari Miklat. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. His neshama is rooted in the mitzvah of Ari Miklat. Moshe starts Ari Miklat with Betzel, and Mashiach finishes with Shalish Sharim. So that's why the pasuk says Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalish Sharim. It doesn't say Oz Hivdil Moshe. Yavdil. It's a lashon aset. When Mashiach will come, Moshe will again, as Mashiach, designate another Shalish Arim. It's waiting for him, because he has to finish off this mitzvah of Eir Miklat, which is a Sheirash of his neshama. The Shem Yishmuel brings a word from his father-in-law, Reb Mendel Lekotzka. Malchus isn't shayach to Yisrael. Yidden, Malchus is not Jewish. A Yid is not supposed to have a melech. Hashem alekeichem hu malkechem, like Shmuel HaNavi said. The purpose of Mashiach is to teach Yidden that the Rabbeinu Shleidim is their melech. And then Mashiach will take care of the Goyim. And the Yidden won't need Mashiach anymore. Like the Pasuk says, that V'layimudu ish eschayayu. We're going to have a direct contact with the Rabbeinu Shleidim. Mashiach will introduce us to Malchus Shemayim. Hashem alekeichem malkechem. So the Kotzker said that Malchus isn't anything which is a Yiddish, it's not anything which has a shaychus with Klal Yisrael. So when Yid needed Malchus, they had to import it from the Goyim. It's imported from Moav. Rus came from Moav. She was the daughter of Eglay Melech Moav, who was in turn the son of Balak Melech Moav. And she brought Malchus to Yisrael, which is a foreign import. That's what the Kotzker said. It seems every country has certain commodities that it exports. It seems that Moav's commodity is Malchus. So Yidden, Klal Yisrael, got their Malchus from Moav. Edom also got their Malchus from Moav. Vayomas in Vayishlach, Vayomas Bela, Vayimlech Tachta, Vayivav Ben Zerach mi Batzra. So Rashi explains that Batzra is a city in Moav, and she's going to be punished together with Edom because she provided a Melech for Edom. When Edom didn't have any melech, Batzra provided a melech for Edom. So therefore, Batzra is going to be punished. Mizeba mi Batzra, mizeba meyadim chemutz bagad mi Batzra. So we see that Moav exports melucha. She exported melucha to Eretz Yisrael through Rus. And she exports melucha to Edom, for Yaivav ben Zarach. If there's a Mashiach by Klal Yisrael, there's a certain pchina of Mashiach by Edom also, and it's also designated by the Shofar. Vaya bayay mahu yataka b'Shofar gadol, uvol ha'ivna b'yaretz Ashev v'nedachem b'yaretz Mitzrayim. They're going to go to Vishachva Barakadish Birushalayim to the main Eir Miklat. That every Eir Miklat is an extension of Yerushalayim, like the Sfarim say. So therefore, they have a Shofar also. Yaivav is the Shofar. Yevav is the Shofar. We learn that from Vatiyav Vaim Sisra, that the true is Yevav. So, the Samach Mem knows that Eir Miklat is a makam of Malchus Shemayim. So he runs to Betzra, but he panics there. So from there he runs to Batzra, which is also Malchus, the Shaifa of Edom, the Klippa of Edom. Batzra is a makam of Malchus of the Klippa. So if it's not Batzra, he runs to Malchus the Kedusha, he runs to Batzra, which is Malchus the Tzoma, because Batzra exports Malchus. In every Klippa, in every Tzoma, there's a Nitzutz Kodesh. The Tzoma can't exist by itself. It must have a Nitzutz, a spark of Kedusha in itself. So the Nitzitz Kodesh of Melucha from Moav came to Yisrael through Rus. The Nitzitz Tuma of Moav came to Edom through Batzra. So Yaivav ben Zarach mi Batzra. But and Mashiach will destroy that Melucha that's one of the simanim of the Rambam. The kam shevet mi Yisrael umachatz pasei mayav. He's going to destroy mayav from where Melucha comes to Eden. Mashiach is the melech of kedusha. The simanim of his simon is that he's be meichetz pasei mayav. Pasei mayav is gematria chemuz begadim mi batzcha. So Yidden are today panicking. In Eretz Yisrael, Yidden are afraid. The world is afraid. It's a world of terror today. Everyone is afraid. And the safest place is still Eretz Yisrael. Because there the Rabban Yisholem, Ayni Hashem Elekeichem Reshes Hashem Atach Hashanah. And we're going to see him Yes Hashem and Nisim, Bezer Hashem. Because it came to a point where we must have the Rabban Yisholem. We are worried by Iran, by Hamas, by Hezbollah. The entire world is afraid, the Al-Qaeda. Russia came into the picture now. So, unfortunately, there are Nebuch Yidden who don't know better, and when they see all these factors which create pachad, so they flee, they run to Batzcha. They run to the Sitra Achra. Why run to Batzcha? Run to Betzel. We have Betzel. Betzel is Kedusha. Shuvu lebitzarei nasirei atikva. We have the Torah. We have a special mitzvah, which is the climax of the Yamim Neiroyim Sukkah, which gives us Haganah and protection for the entire year. Ki itzpeneinu besukkah. Migdal leis shem Hashem, ba yaret tzadik v'nizgav. Run to Betzel. Run to the Rabbeinu shel Olam. Hashem uzi umanusi. Uma'uzi, umanaisli, run to the Rabbeinu shel Olam. The pasuk says, "Oz yavdo Moshe shalei sharem, es betzah b'amidbar, v'sramayz b'gilad, v'sgaylan b'boshan, v'zayis ha'toyra shasam Moshe." So the Gemara says that Torah is a near miklat. There are four miklats mentioned there. Betzel, Ramais, Gailan, V'zayis HaTorah. Torah is a near miklat, the Gemara says in Malkus. Run to the Torah. Run to Betzel. Yidden are in trouble now. Run to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah's Moshe. He's the near miklat. Run to Mashiach. To the Emunah Mashiach. The Torah is the nefesh of the near miklat. Moshe Rabbeinu, Teiras Moshe, he's the miklat. The Ikar miklat is the Torah, the Kiyam Torah, learning Torah, and mitzvahs Torah. And that starts in Elul. And there we mention Hashem, Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah, V'Yishi B'Yom HaKippurim, Kitzmneini B'Sukkah Dat Sukkas, Hashem Mois Chayai, Mimi Yafchad. A Yid isn't supposed to be in Pachad. Those who lack Emunah run to Batzra. And when they had 10 years ago the trouble with Iraq, so they had sealed rooms. Every apartment now it's a legally requirement. Every apartment must, which is built now in Eretz Yisrael, must have a sealed room, a hermetically sealed room, that in case Chas V'Shalom there's a gas attack, you go there. So when they were shooting the Scuds, the missiles, Gedolei Yisrael just sat in the Smedrash and learned. They didn't run to the sealed rooms. They didn't run to the miklatim, as they were called then. We know Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others, Sa'atma learned from Bismadrish near the window, didn't give a hoot. They have a miklat. V'zaisa taira. We have the taira. Run to the taira. You're protected. Run to taira mitzvahs. Run to the rabbanu shalom. Have bitachon. Shaikrasus l'shua. They have the taira. That's our ear miklat. V'zaisa taira. V'gematria aicha l'sharim. Run to the rabbanu shalom. Run to Elul. This is our Eir Miklat. As the Paskim bring down the Remez, that the Ina LeYadei V'Samti Lach Rashetayvus Elul, and also that which follows after Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Run to the Eir Miklat. Now, Rabbi Isai, we have the advantage of the Eir Miklat. Run to Elul, and whatever Elul stands for. Elul, Torah, Mitzvahs, Tshuva, Bitachon, Emuna. This is our Betzel. Don't run to Batzra. Don't run to the protections of the Goyim that aren't really protections. They're not protections at all. They're batzra. The Satan will find out when Mashiach comes that batzra isn't a protection. That's where he's going to be geshachten. That's going to be the end of him. That's batzra. Don't run to batzra. Run to betzra. Run to the Rabbanu Shalom. Come back to your roots. Shuvu lebitzorei nasirei atikva. That's the medrash, that's the message of the Eir Miklat of Elul, that we are at an advantage of being able to benefit from this Eir Miklat right now. Okay. I just want to be messiahing with an Inyan, which I want to part with you, a certain Inyan that this will give us a little insight into the Eir Miklat that Rabbeinu Shalom, Bereif Chastai, Berachma, Bereif Chasadav, placed us now, and the Eir Miklat which Rabbeinu Shalom put at our disposal now, that we can flee and seek asylum in this Eir Miklat, the Zmanim of Tshuva. The Gemara says that the Tzadikim, when Rosh Hashanah comes, is Li'altar der Nechtavim La'altar in the Sefer HaChaim. The Beinanim wait for Yom Kippur. In other words, the tzaddikim utilize Elul. When Rosh Hashanah comes, they're finished. They're already, and they're immediately being inscribed in the Sefer HaChaim. They had 30 days of Elul. That's enough for them. The Beinanim need 40 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai in the Zoya is megala to us a sight that in case you did tshuva on Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but if that tshuva is still lacking, you need more, you still have until Shmini Atzeres. The Yerei HaKadosh is Megal another said. The Basayim brings this down from the Riyah Kodesh, that you can still do tshuva and you can still polish up your tshuva if you did tshuva, but it's not perfect yet. You can still polish up your tshuva and polish up your year and your gemar din until the last day of Chanukah. So, in this tkufa, we have sederes, which we read, Kisavai, Nitzavim, Vayayaleich, and Ha'azinu. Zayis HaBracha is not a seder. It's higher than a seder. Every seder is read on Shabbos. Zayis HaBracha is not read on Shabbos. It's above the seder. It's higher than Zman. Sometimes you do read Zayis HaBracha in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, if it comes out Shabbos. But only if it comes out on Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos like a Sedra. The Zayir HaKadosh says that there are Gan Sedras, 53 Sedras, Gan Eden. Actually, there's 54 Sedras. One of the truths is that with Zayis HaBracha doesn't count. So, there are people that do tshuva 30 days, the Tzadikim Gemurim. 30 days of Elul is enough. So therefore, in this tkufa of tshuva, we read the sedra vayelech, which has 30 psukim. But most of us need Yom Kippur, 40 days. So in this tkufa, we lain nitzavim, which has 40 psukim. But some of us need till Shmini Atzeres, which from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Shmini Atzeres is 52 days, right? Figure it out? 52 days. 30 days of Elul, and then 10 days of Yom Kippur. That's really 40 days. And 4 days till Sukkot is 44. And then another 8 days of Shmini Atzeres is 52. So, Hazino has 52 psukim. So you have 30 psukim in 40 psukim in Nitzavim, 30 psukim in Vayelech, and 52 psukim in Nitzavim, in Hazino. But till Chanukah, there's more days for those who have to wait till Chanukah. How many days is for Rosh Chodesh Elul until Chanukah, until the last day of Chanukah, Zayis Chanukah? Here we have a problem, because Cheshvan is sometimes a chaser and sometimes a molei. But it's no problem. The Gemara, get mezachanaitza. The Gemara says, Stam Chodesh Shloish Miyayin. Stam Yerach Shloish Miyayin. So we'll assign 30 days for Cheshvan. We go according to the Stam. So, how many days is it? Elul is 30 days. Tishrei is also 30 days. Cheshvan will give 30 days. That's 90 days. 24 days until Chanukah. That's 114 days, and then another 8 days until the last day of Chanukah, so 122 days. If you add up the psukim, the tzavim, vayelech, and azinu, you have 122. Because Chanukah is a rerun of the Yemei Atshuva. So you have these four tkufas, 30, 40, 52, and 122, all merum is in the sadras that we read in this tkufa. I once said this by a drasha. So my son-in-law, Harav Mordechai Silver, remarked that Kisavai has 122 psukim. This week's sadra has 122 psukim. So we already have 122 psukim. Very nice. But then, Shtelzer the Kasha, being that Nitzavim Vayelech and Azinu add up to 122, so why must we have Kisavai, which is 122? Why must we have it repeated? L'dayti, I would say that Kisavai is not the 122 days of tshuva which are ahead of us. Kisavei is teichacha. The Gemara says, why do we read Kisavei before Rosh Hashanah? Tich leshana v'kila leisa. In Kisavei we have klalos. Teichacha is musal. Kisavei, the 122 psukim of Kisavei, is not referring to the year which is coming, Tavshin Samach Tes, which is Begematria Eliyahu HaTishbi. It's not referring to that. The 122 days of Kisavei is referring to last year. Tich L'shana V'kila L'Seva. Kisavei is pointing a finger at you. What's wrong with you? You know what happened last year? You remember the beginning of Tavshin Samaches? The Rabban Yishladim gave you 122 days for tshuva? Did you do tshuva? Let the year testify that you did tshuva. What happened this year? What happened this past year? How many tragedies, Nebuch, did Yidden suffer? How many makash aleksuva batayra zamisas tzadikim did Yidden suffer? How many agmas nefeshin did we have? How many chaylim did we have? How many nebach accidents did we have? How many misfortunes, how many Yidden lost their panasa in this year? You will utilize the 122 psukim of Kisavei last year? Don't repeat that mistake. Kisavei speaks about 122 days of last year. It's a teichacha. Tich l'shana v'kila l'seha. Don't repeat what you did last year. Make up your mind with resolution that this year you're going to do a real tshuva, that you're going to contribute your chaylik of tshuva to Klal Yisrael. You need one knishta chada, one basic nesis to do tshuva, the Zayah says. That's enough. That can bring Mashiach. One basic medrash can bring Mashiach. So, don't repeat the mistake of Kisavei. Utilize the 122 days of Nitzavim Vayelech and Azinu. And the Rabban Yishalayim should help. We should all do a tshuva shleima. We should all run and benefit from the great matana that Rabban Yishalayim gives us, the matana of Betzel, the matana of Elul and Tishrei. Utilize Elul and Tishrei. Utilize this Ir Miklat. Flee to the Ir Miklat. Run under the ima, under the apron of Ima Ila'a, the mother, our mother, the Shechina Gdeisha, Ima Tzion. Run under that apron. Seek protection there. Run back to your roots. Run back to the Torah. Teshuvu v'sha l'chuzase v'sha mishpachte. That's the Shefer of Yovel. The Rebbe should help, together with all the Yidden, with all of Klal Yisrael, the Sefer Chayim, Bracha v'Shalom, Ufanasa Taiv, Ugzayres Taiv, Yisishurus v'Nachamais. We should all be in the Zachar, in the Kasim, in the Chasim, with all of Klal Yisrael, and we should all be Zaycha to the Shefer of Kedusha, the Shefer of Betzel, not Yevav ben Zerach mi Batzra, but the Yevav of Trua, of Yom Truyi Yelachem. Rebbe should help. We should all hear it and rally around Mashiach to the sound of the Shofar. Avaya b'yayim ahu, Yitaka b'shofar gadol, Uvalhu ha'ivdim b'yeretz Asher, V'nedachim b'yeretz Mitzrayim, V'shtachvu l'ad Hashem b'har HaKadosh b'Yerushalayim.
Amen.